It's a very special morning, is it? I'm very honored to be here this morning with these seniors. But before I begin my message, I would like to have a few comments of thanks because while we are here, we stand on the shoulders of so many other people. The great danger for a speaker is once he starts to name names, there's always somebody you've left out.
对一个讲员来讲，如果他要提名每一个人感谢的话，那很危险，因为他很容易就漏掉一些名字。
So if you are left out and are offended, I ask for your forgiveness even before I begin this list.
虽然我要念一些名字，可是难免会漏掉，所以请你能够原谅我，因为我可能会漏掉。
I would like to give thanks to those that have made this morning and last evening possible. We had a delightful time last evening on the third floor. We heard the testimonies of these young people, and I would like to thank some individuals who had responsibility for that.
So,
first and foremost, I'd like to thank Gloria. Gloria, you've done a wonderful job to prepare these students and for last night. We really thank you. You don't do anything in the ministry without the body or without others. We call it collaboration. We call it the body of Christ. And I would like to thank Tommy, his wife, Mike Shum, Gerald, Jeffrey, and Gloria, who have been faithful teachers during these last several years for these seniors. I would like you to give them a round of appreciation, please. And we're also grateful for others that have been involved, Uncle Joe, Aunt Helen, Aunt Terry, we thank you for the ministries that you had in the earlier years with these seniors. And I think we should give thanks to the pastor of this church that sees a vision to build into young people. And grateful for you, Pastor, for the vision that God has given you. And I would like to thank the leadership of this church, Pastor and deacons, for having a vision for the third floor. When we were in the basement, that was almost a fate worse than death. Tommy, remember those days? It was cold, it was dark, and sometimes it was wet down there. But some of the leadership had a vision to add on, to build up. And we are grateful because we've seen a dramatic improvement in this ministry. So those of you that gave, those of you that planned, those of you that prayed, you are seeing the fruits of some of your efforts. And I would like to personally give thanks to the parents. You parents have done a wonderful job of raising your children. You have been intercessors, you've been burden bearers. Your heart has been broken. Your heart has reached the highest point that you ever thought it could be. And you still got miles to go. And I would like to give you real encouragement in the ministry that you have performed, a ministry of discipleship for these youngsters.
We
And lastly, and this is probably the most unusual, I think we should give thanks to a good culture that God has allowed us to be born into.
最后我可能要感谢的，你们会觉得奇怪，就是我们为了我们所拥有的文化，我们来感谢神。
I think sometimes for your young people, they're not sure whether they're American or Chinese or what. But you know, there's some wonderful parts. There's some bad parts of your culture, just like bad parts of American culture. But you have some wonderful good parts in your culture, good aspects of your culture.
很多的时候，我们年轻人可能也会困惑，你到底是美国人呢，还是中国人？可是我们要明白，每一个文化里面都有它的不好和好的部分。You've
raised respectful children.
你是一个被在这样子一个环境里面长大的。You've
raised serious children.
你是被养育成一个非常认真的人。You've
raised children that have goals.
而且你是你的父母告诉你要人生有目标。
And as we heard last night, thank God you haven't raised perfect children.
而且我们昨天晚上也听到，很多的时候我们愿意养育一个完美的孩子。
And I hope that you continue to love them with unconditional love. Now, those are my words of thanks, and if you were passed over or neglected, please forgive me and come up to me afterwards and say, "You forgot my name," and I'll get back up here behind this microphone and shout out your name. Now, my sermon is a little like the Italian sausage. You know, when you go into the Italian butcher or the Italian sandwich maker, they sometimes have this big, long sausage.
And
I was just busy slicing off at the end just to get the right amount of time for my message. And I'd like to talk to you from Daniel chapter 3. So take your Bibles and turn to Daniel chapter 3.
Please take.
And there are four words I'd like us all to say. First, we'll say them in English, and then we can say them in Chinese and English together. But the four words are, "I can take it." Say it after me. I can take it.
I can take it.
Now that was pitiful. Maybe it was Korean. Maybe. Let's say it a little better. We're Chinese. Let's say it better. I can take it.
I can take it.
Now,
I'm Chinese?
Yes.
我做不到.
Okay.
我做不到.
Okay. I can take it.
Oh, 我可以, I can, okay.
Yeah, I can.
I can, 我可以做得到. I'm sorry.
All right, let's say it again. I can take it.
I can take it.
In Daniel chapter 3, we have a picture of three men who lived out that phrase.
在但以理书第三章里面讲到有三个年轻人，他们就是
And Michael cannot be here today. He's has a school activity he must be at, but he started last night with a devotional in the book of Daniel, and I thought, oh no, he's going to take my message. So it had no salami. But he talked about Daniel chapter 1 and how Daniel and his friends had been captured and sent away to Babylon. A little rougher than going to Rutgers, or a little rougher than going to school in Massachusetts, but probably similar. They were away from home. And while they were away from home, they were tested. And as we heard last night, they were tested in the area of whether or not they would break kosher, whether or not they would eat the Babylonian foods.
昨天晚上我们谈到这三位年轻人，他们被试验的一个地方是他们到了王宫里面，他们是不是要去食饮用巴比伦王的食物。
Daniel adopted this phrase, I can take it, I refuse to eat the foods of Babylon, and he didn't, and God blessed him for his obedience.
我们说到但以理他拒绝饮用王外邦人王的食物，而神就祝福了他。
In chapter 3, we have another problem that these people faced, and specifically three young men.
到了第三章里面的时候，我们也看到有三个年轻人，他们也碰到了另外的困难。
Now I'm going to use an object lesson here.
我要来举几个例子。
I want everyone in this room who is a male, 16 or 17, to stand up, please.
我希望在场的男士们，你是16到17岁以上的。
Yes, stand up and turn around. 16.
16岁男孩子。
Stand up, no, stand up, yeah. If you're 16. All right, we have 3, 4. All right, turn around. This is good. All right, this is the age of these men who were going to battle the most wealthy, powerful man in the world.
我们现在看到的就是这样的光景，当初被掳到巴比伦的年轻人就是像这样。
What's our phrase? I can take it.
这个说我可以做到。
And the first thing that they had to take was the fact that they were going to be involved in a corporate political worship.
首先他们要在一个那种集体的一个敬拜里。
Nebuchadnezzar got his worship band together. And he gathered all the people together to ask them to worship this giant image that was made of himself. And he said this in verse 7. If you look at Daniel chapter 3, verse 7, therefore at that time when all the peoples heard the sound of the horn, the flute, the lyre, the trigon, the psalter, the bagpipe, and all kinds of music, all the peoples, nations, and men of every language are to fall down and worship the golden image that the king had set up.
在第三章第七节里面讲到，因此各方各国各族的人民都听见角笛、琵琶、琴瑟和各样乐器的声音，就都俯伏敬拜尼布甲尼撒王所立的金像。
This was not private worship. This was public, corporate, political worship.
这并不是一个隐藏的敬拜，他们是在一个大庭广众中间的敬拜。
Sometimes we face pressure when they say, where were you yesterday? And you say, well, I was in church. This is our private decision that we come to church.
这个很多时候我们来到教会里面，我们是好像还不是那么公开的，我们是在一个离开的环境。
We may face a little bit of ridicule, we may face a little bit of pressure, but it's nothing like a corporate governmental religion. That's what these men were facing.
这些人所面对的是一个政府的，他公开的要敬拜的一个环境。
And they were reported that they did not bow down. So when everyone bowed down, these three young men stood up, stood straight, stood tall.
在公开的场合，当所有人都跪下敬拜的时候，这三个人他们站起来。
And whenever you serve the Lord in a corporate religious environment that is set on an anti-God agenda, you will pay the price.
很多时候你如果在一个抵挡神的一个环境里面，你要公开的表态的话，你一定会碰到。
And we see what happens in verse 15 and 16. The king gave him another chance and said, have the worship band play again. And the band played and nothing happened. Everyone bowed down and these three men stood tall.
到了十五节、十六节那个时候，那个王说：“我再给你们一次机会，当乐器响声的时候，你们还是可以敬拜，可以跪下来敬拜，就饶你们。”
And the king said to them in verse 15, the middle phrase, "But if you will not worship, you will immediately be cast into the midst of the burning flame, furnace of blazing fire. And what God is there?" Who can deliver you out of my hands? You talk about the power of intimidation. What God is there who can deliver you out of my hands.
所以到了十五节的后半段那里讲说，如果你再不拜的话，你就马上要被丢在烈火的窑中。有什么样的神能够救你呢？
So these boys knew what was going to face them, and they didn't go to a prayer meeting. They didn't go to a small group meeting. They didn't go talk to their priest. They didn't go talk to their rabbi. They didn't go talk to their pastor. They immediately answered what was in their heart.
当这些年轻人被问到面临这样的事情的时候，他们没有机会去请教一些牧者或者他们的同伴，他马上要从他心里面回应出他心中所想的。
And they gave this answer in verse 16.
在十六节，他们给了这样的答案。
Oh, Nebuchadnezzar, we do not need to give you an answer concerning this.
他们说，尼布甲尼撒呀，这件事我们不必回答你。
If it be so, our God whom we serve is able to deliver us.
即使如此，我们所侍奉的神，他能将我们从烈火的窑中救出来。
From this furnace of blazing fire.
可以把我们从窑中烈火的窑中救出来。
And he will deliver us out of your hand, O King.
而且他一定会救我们脱离你的手。
But I love verse 18. Look at verse 18.
但是十八节是我最喜欢的。
But even if he does not,
即或不然,
let it be known to you, O King, we are not going to serve your gods or worship the golden image.
即或不然, 王啊, 你当知道我们绝不侍奉你的神, 也不敬拜你所立的金像。
Now, in a couple of weeks, you guys are going to go through graduation and you will hear speakers that probablyYou will have forgotten what they said, maybe by that afternoon.
在隔几个礼拜，你们参加毕业典礼，可能马上很快的，你们就忘记他们说什么。
And I would say that I forgot my college speaker, my seminary speaker. Well, two times at seminary for me, I forgot them all very quickly.
我可以坦白告诉你，我已经忘记了我大学毕业的时候所听到的话，还有甚至我的神学院的时候毕业的话。
So now you come to church for your graduation Sunday.
那今天你来到了教会是为着这个毕业的一个聚会。
And you're in the hallway and you're opening the locker and somebody said, what'd you do yesterday?
当人家如果问你说
Oh, I went to church. Oh yeah, what was it like? Well, it was graduation Sunday. And we had a speaker.
人家问你说你那么你们礼拜天昨天晚上你们在教会做什么？你说我们是为着这个我们的毕业，而且有一个讲员。
What did he say?
讲员说了什么呢
？He said we're going to burn to death.
他告诉我们说我们将会被丢到火窑里面烧死。
It was no, the world is your oyster, or conquer the world. The world needs you, and you can change the world, and you can bring peace to the world. You can solve the common cold. No.What he said was, you're going to go into the fire.
他并不是告诉我们说，我们将来到世界上，我们会遇到很多的事情了，我们可以征服这个世界。他反而告诉我们说，好像我们要被丢在火窑里面。
Well, that's not really what I'm saying to you. I wanted to let you know.
我要让你们知道，我并不是仅仅只这样子讲说你要被丢在火里。
That you guys can take it.
我要勉励的是你们年轻人，你们是可以胜过这些的。
First of all, if you know it's coming.
首先你要知道，心里预备，你知道这些逼迫会来到。
And I think your parents, I know Michael has, I know I have, we have told you that life is tough at times, and it's coming. Tough times are coming.
而且我相信你们的父母都已经告诉你，生活、生命里面是有很多的艰难，他们就会来到。
And the second thing is that you can take it when you go through the fire with others.
第二点，我要让你知道说，你们可以经过这些的难处，是因为你们有旁边有同伴。
God never calls us to a solitary walk with Him. He always calls us in a group. He always calls us in a body. He always calls us with those that disciple us. He calls us together.And these men, three of them, entered the fire together.
在神的带领里面，他从来没有让我们一个人要在旷野里面单独的一直走，他总是在我们周围有同伴一起走。
And so what happens? They make a testimony and they say, we're going to follow God. God is able to deliver us, but if he doesn't, we're still going to follow God. Now, if I were writing this, I would say, and immediately the angels came and they blew out the fire.
如果是我写这一段的话，我可能会马上写说，天使突然出现了，而且把火就灭了。
Or if I were writing this, I would say immediately they were raptured from the presence of Nebuchadnezzar. Immediately they were passed from this earth into heaven.
如果我写的话，我可能也会写说他们很快的就离开了，被提了，离开了这个尼布甲尼撒王。
But look at verse 21. These men were tied up. Their trousers, their coats, their caps, their other clothes, and they were cast in the midst of the burning fire.
所以在21节，你看他们说这些人穿着裤子内袍外袍，而且他们就被绑起来丢到烈火的窑中。
And as Nebuchadnezzar is looking into the fire to see these three young men, he looks and he sees four.
这里说到这个尼布甲尼撒王，他看着这窑中的三个人的时候，可是他竟然发现有第四个人在。
He says, "Look, I see four men loose, verse 25, walking about in the midst of the fire without harm, and the appearance of the fourth is like the Son of God."
所以在25节，他说：“看呐，我看见有四个人，并没有被捆绑，在火中游行，也没有受伤。那第四个的相貌好像神子。”
I can take it if I know it's coming. I can take it if I go with others. But most importantly, I can take it when I know that Jesus is with me in the fire.
当我知道我前面会有难处的时候，我有同伴跟着我。更重要的是，我如果知道在难处中有神与我同在，耶稣基督与我同在，我就能够承受。
And I want to give you encouragement.
我要给你们一些勉励。
Yes, there's going to be different types of fire that each of us face.
在我们的信心里面，我们都会碰到不同类型的火。
A few young people that are graduated that we've honored today, if you were to turn around and look in this room, you would see some of the fire that some people are walking through or have walked through.
当我们回头看的时候，我们也知道有些人他们曾经经过一些火窑的试炼。
I saw the piano that Venus practiced on. It was so hard she practiced. I guess you burned it up. That's a fire of loss of everything. Some of us walk through the fire of medical issues. Some of us are walking through the fire of vocational issues, tough times at work. As you mentioned last night, I don't know about my roommate. That's a fire that you will walk through, and you will see Jesus in the fire.
有很多人昨天晚上也说到，我不知道我将来我的跟我住在我的同事室友会是什么人，那也是一个试炼。
You will find people that are totally ignorant of what we talked about this morning, what we talk about Sunday morning, what we talk about Friday night. Totally ignorant, and you will try to share with them. That's a fire that you'll walk through with Jesus, and you can take it.
你所碰到的人可能完全不明白我们平常礼拜五聚会或礼拜天我们这样的信息所讲的是什么，这些人也就是你要所面临的一个火。And
I think every adult in this room who's walked with the Lord for a long time could say to each of you, Jesus was present with me in the fire.
我想我们中间有许多年长的，我们经过了这么多的经验，我们都可以彼此对说，是耶稣基督他曾经也在这个试炼，跟我们在火窑中走。
My mother died when she was 92. She had six children. One died in child, not in childbirth, died at 6 months of age, sudden infant death.
我母亲养育六个孩子，其中有一个是只有在六个月的时候，婴儿的时候就死掉了。Later
on, she had their last child, and she was born mentally retarded and lives to this day as a Down syndrome child. And my mother would say, for 92 years, Jesus walked with me in the fire.
而我最后的一个姐妹，就是她生下来的时候，就是一个脑筋这个有残障的，是。可是我母亲在她92岁死的时候，她可以说
So verse 17 should be our verse, shouldn't it?
所以,
if our God, who we serve, he is able to deliver us, but if he does not, we still will trust him. Do you have that kind of unconditional commitment to God?
就像是七节那里讲说，我们的神必能救我们，但是急祸不然，我们能够也能够相信他。我们是不是有这样的信心？
Now I'm going to finish here, and then we're going to pray for all of our seniors and their families. But I want to tell you the story of Polycarp. This is a true story of a man who was a bishop of the church just a few years after Paul.
所以在我们马上要结束，我最后要为的
The key in those days was, would you confess Jesus as Christ or Caesar as God? And that was the key issue.
在他们那个生长的时代里面，有一个非常重要的一个选择，就是你要承认耶稣是主，还是那个凯撒是主。
And they were going to come and arrest him and either throw him to the flames or throw him to the animals. And he knew that they were coming for him. His friend said, Polycarp, Polycarp, get away, get away, hide away from here. And he went out to a farm not distant from the city and abode there with his companions night and day, doing nothing but wrestling with the Lord in prayer, beseeching, imploring, asking peace for the churches throughout the world.
可是这个 Polycarp 他并没有逃走，他反而是走到躲在附近的一个乡村里面一个房子里面，他日夜在那里祷告。
The arresting soldiers came and knocked at the door.
当这个时候军人来了，来抓他。
Came down from the room where he was praying, and he met them with a cheerful and gentle countenance.
这个时候没想到他从那个楼上下来的时候，他带着那个一个喜乐的心来面对这些要抓他的人。
And these soldiers thought they were seeing a miracle.
这些兵士们在想说，会不会有什么神迹要发生呢？
And he gave orders to set a meal to the arresting officers.
就没想到他竟然叫仆人们赶快把桌上摆好的食物，请这些要抓他的人来一起享受。
He's in the fire. Do you see it? In the fire.
你们能够想象吗? 他那个时候正要在这么被烧死的时候。
And he's still conscious of what's going on around him.
可是他那个时候仍然对他周围要关心他周围的人。
So he says, sit down and eat. I need to go pray for one more hour, please.
他就跟那些军人说, 你们先吃点东西, 让我再上去祷告一个小时。
The account goes on that he is met by the captain of the police and his father. And here's the temptation that we all are going to face as we approach the fire.
当我们每一个人碰到难处的时候，很可能我们都要面对一个试探。
Now listen very carefully. And this policeman said, what harm is there saying, Lord Caesar, and sacrificing and saving your own life?
那时候有个军人就告诉他说，你赶快叫这个凯撒是主，而且向他献祭，你就可以活命。
What difference will it make?
那有什么关系？这你只要叫一声就好了，叫凯撒是主就好了。
And at first he didn't answer.
首先他不回答。
And they kept asking him back again, and he said, I'm not going to do what you advise me to do.
所以他们就一直告诉他，劝他说你就称凯撒为主嘛。可是他没有，他说我不会照。Now,
when you are going to burn a preacher or burn a bishop at the stake, you did it at Giant Stadium.
你知道，当他们那个时候要把一个殉道者杀死的时候，他们是在一个很大的一个斗技场里头做的。
Thousands of people wanted to watch this happen.
几千上万的人，他们要在那里看这个事情怎么发生。
And so they brought him to the stadium, and as he's walking into the stadium, now listen to this, many people heard the voice, be strong, Polycarp, slay the man.
当他进入这个被送进这个竞技场的时候，成千上万的人都听到一个声音，好像那个声音说你要坚强起来。
And we say to graduates, be strong.
我们跟今天的毕业生说，你们要坚强起来。
Play the man, play the woman.
你们要做一个像那样的一个男人或女人。
So he comes up to the proconsul, and the proconsul says to him, "Listen, regard thine age. Remember, you're an old man. Why are you doing this?"
所以当他起来的时候，那个要审判他的人就跟他说，你想想看，你已经这么大把年纪了，何必这样呢？
And he said to him this, "Swear by the genius of Caesar. Repent." And say, away with the atheists. Now, there's a play in word. If you followed Jesus Christ, you were called an atheist because you did not believe in the deity of Caesar. So what this ruler was saying to him, swear by the genius of Caesar, who is God, and deny that Jesus is God.
So when this 审判官告诉他说你应该要来向凯撒宣誓，而且你要拒绝承认耶稣是主。
Listen to this from Eusebius. But Polycarp, looking dignified upon the whole crowd that gathered in the stadium, waved his hand to them and groaned and raised his eyes to heaven and said, "Away with the atheists."
没有想到这位殉道者，他在大庭广众之间，他举起手来，他大声的宣告说，我们要脱离那种。
And the leader said, "Swear by Caesar and I'll release you." Now listen to this man in the fire in his testimony. He said, 46 years I've been serving him. He's done me no wrong. How can I blaspheme my king who saved me?
他说我这么多年来我侍奉的主从来没有对我没有遗忘我，我怎么能够遗弃他呢？
He's done me no wrong.
他在我的身上他从来没有做一件错的事。
How can I blaspheme?
我怎么能够来亵渎他呢？
And they said, curse Jesus, worship Caesar.
他们告诉他说你咒诅耶稣嘛，你来敬拜凯撒。
He said, lastly, I am a Christian. If you want to learn the doctrine of Christianity, give me a day and I will teach you.
他就告诉他们说我是基督徒，如果你们想要知道什么是基督徒啊，我愿意，你再多给我一天我可以教导你。
I was going to read to you from the biography of Dietrich Bonhoeffer, a pastor who stood and fought and worshipped against Adolf Hitler, and how he died walking with God in the fire.
我要读一段这个人的话，他曾经是Hitler against
Hitler, yes.
他在受这个纳粹党的逼迫的时候，他说。
I give you a quote from a young man who died as a missionary down in Brazil when I was these kids' age.
当我年轻的时候，我知道有一位宣教士，他在巴西他殉道的时候。
A graduate of Wheaton College.
他是从芝加哥的惠顿学院毕业的。
Committed his life to reach a Stone Age tribe for Jesus Christ.
这位宣教士他自己有一个愿望，他就是愿意去向那些完全没有接受福音的人传福音。
Jim Elliot said this: "He is no fool who gives what he cannot keep to gain what he cannot lose."
这位宣教士名字叫做 Jim Elliot， 他说了一句名言，他说一个人。他如果他把他会，他把他那个会朽坏的、不能保存的东西，去换取那个永远不会朽坏的、能够保存的东西，这样的人绝对不会是一个笨蛋。
I cannot keep this life, so I choose to give it.
因为我不能够永远保有我这个身体，所以我选择把它丢掉。
So I will gain something that I can never lose.
所以我放弃我这个会朽坏的，我去拿那个永远不会朽坏的。
And that's my challenge to you. I doubt very much, I hope it never happens, that you graduates or you people never have to walk in a fire.
我今天要劝勉在座的毕业生们，我真的盼望你们不要经过，不可以不经过那些火。
But you can take it.
但是当你经过的时候，你可以有能力胜过。
Because God will be with you.
因为神必与你同在。
And your fire may be a roommate, it may be a professor, it may be an illness, but God will be there in the fire.
这个火可能是你的室友，可能是一个一场疾病，但是神与你同在。
Let us pray, and then I'm going to ask the congregation, Whiting, if you can move some of these chairs out front here for me, I'd appreciate it. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for this time that we have to be together. We pray that you would bless us, give us the hope that Jesus is with us in the midst of the most difficult circumstances that we can imagine. He will never leave us. He will never forsake us. You will be with us until the end of the age. We pray in the name of Jesus. Amen.
父神，我们感谢你，因为你赐下你的儿子耶稣基督，他可以陪伴我们在所有的难处中间。我们祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名。Now
we're going to do something different. Pastor King doesn't even know what we're going to do yet.
我们现在要做一些比较平常不做的事。I
would like all of our seniors please to stand right in this center where these folks have gotten some chairs and space available for us.
好，我们请今年要毕业的都到这个空间来，好吗？Okay,
if y'all can stand right here, please, in the center.